In Athens, after 17 days of competition, the Summer Olympics ends today with the running of the men's marathon, followed by a three-hour closing celebration. More than 1,000 athletes will leave Athens with medals, but due to an error in judging, at least one competitor will not get the gold medal he seems to deserve. That raises questions about fairness at the Games when athletes suffer due to the mistakes of others. From Athens, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
Consider the case of gymnast Paul Ham of the United States and Yong Tae-yung of South Korea. 10 days ago, Ham won the first U.S. gold medal ever in the men's individual all-around event. He fell early in the competition, but rose from 12th place to first with his final routines. Still, Ham is not basking in glory. Instead, he's been asked to return his medal to rectify a mistake made by three gymnastics judges. Here's Ham on Anderson Cooper's show on CNN.
For me personally, I went to the Olympics just trying to make my country proud of everything that I had, you know, done in my life as far as gymnastics. And I did my job. I competed my heart out. I followed all the rules. And then to have the governing bodies sort of putting the pressure on me to make these decisions kind of made me feel that I had been just left out there by myself.
Ham's referring to the International Gymnastics Federation, which suggested the voluntary surrender of the gold medal. It called Jung the true winner of the competition based on a scoring error by the judges. They applied an incorrect degree of difficulty to Jung's routine, which made Ham the gold medalist. The federation refused to change the medal standings even after acknowledging the error and suspending the judges. Federation rules don't permit changing the results once the competition ends. The International Olympic Committee agrees, according to spokeswoman Giselle Davies.
The results for the gymnastics were validated by the federation, communicated to the IOC. From our position, those are the results. They are validated by the federation, and they stand.
This is a long-held and widespread principle in sport. Competition organizers are loath to change results, no matter the reason, fearing infinite challenges and unresolved events. That's what prompted the federation to suggest voluntary surrender of the medal, a notion that infuriates officials at the United States Olympic Committee, including CEO Jim Scherer.
Paul Ham competed well, competed within the rules, did nothing wrong, took no improper action, and should have no role in solving this issue. He will always be the Olympic champion.
The U.S. Olympic Committee did consider what might be called the Salt Lake City solution, duplicate golds for Ham and Jung. That's what happened in figure skating at the 2002 Winter Games. But that involved a corrupt judge who fixed the result. Honest mistakes are different, says Jacques Roga, president of the International Olympic Committee.
We accept human errors, and you can't avoid them in judging and refereeing. But we cannot accept manipulation. The IOC will always respect the final decision of the International Federation. But when there is sign of corruption, like was the case in Salt Lake City, then we intervene and then we change the result, but not if a human error has been made.
So the International Olympic Committee has ruled out shared medals for Ham and Jung. It appears nothing short of widespread outrage about the plight of the South Korean would change the IOC's position. But Roga promises review of the way federations respond to judging mistakes. The Gymnastics Federation dragged out Ham's case 10 days before suggesting he resolve it by returning his medal.
We are going to discuss with the federation who have had problems here and try to find jointly the best possible solution to diminish that.
The International and U.S. Olympic Committees may have some unwelcome pressure. Republican Congressman James Sensenbrenner represents Paul Ham's Wisconsin hometown. He also chairs the House Judiciary Committee and is considering hearings on the judging controversy next month. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Athens.